Now, at least 200 parents of autistic children who don't have a suitable school place will sleep out for 24 hours tonight outside Leinster House. It's their second such protest in recent weeks. Our reporter Joe Caulfield spoke to Elaine O'Reilly about her family's battle for a suitable school place for her son.
I have a son who is 5 in July. His name is Dawson. I live in the Liberties in the Dublin 8 area, and we have been refused from all the local schools. We have also been refused from some schools on the north side and Walkinstown and Drimnagh and Crumlin. And it's just so unfair. Dawson is one of many children across Ireland that have been locked out of education and refuse a special school or an autism class. He is actually in a thing called home tuition, and he's in a private autism class, so we're not entitled to transport. It's not suitable for him. He's outgrown it. He's ready to go to school. He cries 5 days a week going up to this place, so it has to be appropriate. Where he is not appropriate, unfortunately.
What are you hoping to achieve by having this second protest and this second sleep out?
We're hoping to raise awareness. This is a fight for our children, and this fight is not going away, unfortunately. It's actually quite sad that we have to do this. We have to sleep on the streets, and we have to make so much noise and so much racket. We're hoping that the government, the Board of Education, the NCSE, you know, sit up and listen to us. This is serious. This is ongoing. This is hurtful. This is actually quite sad for all our beautiful children. But they need to listen to us. They need to take us seriously. They need to step up now. They need to fix this problem.
That's Elaine O'Reilly, 5-year-old Dawson's mum. Well, Adam Harris is CEO of As I Am. He's with us now. Good morning. You're welcome.
Good morning.
This is World Autism Day. And listening there to Elaine talking about Dawson, there are so many more like him. And you had your own personal experience too, didn't you?
Well, I think this is the issue. So today is World Autism Day, where it should be an opportunity for us to celebrate the autism community. And we see families having to sleep outside the front of Leinster House to access what is already their child's constitutional right. This has become a perennial issue. You know, when I was a child, it was a challenge to access autism class places. I attended a special school, an autism early intervention class, and you had to fight for places then. And fast forward 25 years, and year on year, we're having the same discussion. In a report that As I Am is publishing this morning to mark World Autism Day, 27% of the children documented in that report do not have an appropriate school place, whether that's children out of school entirely, whether it's in a placement that doesn't align with their psychological report's recommendation, or whether they're travelling very long distances to access school. And this really needs to end, because I think what we're seeing is an issue where year on year, we simply discuss the right to access or the right to enter school building. We really need to be talking about quality and standards. 70% of those represented in our report this morning said that the education system was not inclusive based on their experiences, whether that was accessing supports, whether it was the very concerning statistic that almost 80% felt that if you were autistic, you were more likely to be punished in school, or whether it was the reality that 24% of the Irish public in an Attitudes to Autism poll have said they would be uncomfortable with their child going to school with someone who's autistic. So we need to see a fundamental system change, both in terms of resources and culture.
And we're not even talking about the challenges in getting a diagnosis, then getting the therapies.
Correct.
We've heard so many parents talking about the long, long waiting lists. Now, the Minister for Education has said this morning that there will be 369 new special education classes sanctioned. Hopefully, she says, will be in place for the new school year. 5 new special schools in Dublin, Cork, Monaghan and Tipperary, progressing towards opening, is how it's put, in September. Do you expect that to happen, given what you've just said about 25 years ago?
So I think our big concern here is the gap between when autism classes are being sanctioned and when they are in fact being opened. And I think this is really unfair for families, because of course we know their child needs a school place in September, and yet year on year we're seeing the system fail to deliver adequate places on time. I think what we've seen for certain is a challenge as well, where people in some instances are having to travel very, very long distances from their community. This would be inappropriate for any child. It flies in the face of inclusion, but it also has a huge impact on a child, for example, with sensory differences. I think as well what we need to see is a scenario where children have more certainty sooner. Most parents have an element of parental choice about where their child goes to school. Our parents are frequently having to settle for places that are not appropriate or risk simply having nowhere to go to school.
What might stop those special education classes starting in September, or those new schools starting and opening in September? Is it staffing, or what else is it?
I think there's a range of barriers. So one is, I think we continue to have inadequate data on this issue. We seem unable to project forward adequately year on year in terms of what we need. We know only from recent coverage that for quite some time the department has been underestimating the prevalence of autism and as a result the likely follow-on places that would be required. And we're also seeing a disconnect between sanctioning and capital investment, whereby schools are asked to open an autism class and then cannot access the capital to meaningfully open that class on time. We're also seeing worrying trends, and we've seen this from many families that we've engaged in recent years, where there's such a fight to get the school place, but then when actually the class opens, the realities become very clear because things have had to be rushed, because people haven't had certainty sooner. We see scenarios, for example, where newly qualified teachers with no training in autism are immediately placed into an autism class and are unable to meet the range of needs that exist. But I think fundamentally we need to be very clear, the state has an obligation to deliver. We have heard the same excuses year on year, and it's absolutely critical that all is done to ensure that every child has a school place.
It's a constitutional obligation.
It is a constitutional obligation. And, you know, we see a scenario where home tuition, as we heard that mother speak to, you know, the reality is home tuition is no substitute for an appropriate education place. You see the child with the greatest level of need access the minimum in which the state can be seen to vindicate rights. So we really need to raise our ambition, and we need to hear the voices of parents and autistic people this World Autism Month.
Okay, thank you very much for coming in. Adam Harris, CEO of As I Am.